Live from Toronto, this is Tech Talk with Mark Saltzman, brought to you in part by Microsoft on News Talk 1010 CFRB.
Good afternoon, everyone, and welcome to Tech Talk, a technology show you don't need a computer engineering degree to understand. That's right, we aim to translate geek speak into street speak, if you will, as it's all about the latest and greatest in tech, but in a language that you can understand very easily. On this show, we cover all the coolest gadgets and gizmos, including computers and great websites, high-definition televisions and home theater gear, mobile phones and portable MP3 players, cameras and camcorders, GPS navigation units, video games, and much more. Tech Talk is sponsored by Microsoft's Windows Live services. From the free email with Hotmail and real-time chatting with Windows Live Messenger to maps, searching, photo editing, and blogging tools, Windows Live Essential Services can help you stay in touch and manage your digital life all for free. Download it at get.live. Live.com. That's Windows Live Services. Get.live.com. That's our sponsor for today's show. Speaking of today's show, on Tech Talk this hour, we have two guests. After 12:30, we're going to be joined by Mark McCullough with Lexmark to talk about the latest in all-in-one printers, copiers, and scanners. They're great space-saving and money-saving devices, often called multifunction printers. And the latest models offer photo lab quality, wireless capabilities, memory card readers, and big, beautiful LCD screens to see the photos, so you don't need a PC in some cases, and a lot more. So we'll talk with Lexmark after 12:30 about what's new when it comes to buying an all-in-one. And they're a lot more affordable than you think. But first, we are joined in the studio by Charles Chang from Microsoft Canada. He's the hardware expert in charge of mice, keyboards, webcams, and some gaming peripherals. What a cool job, huh? Charles is here in the studio at Yonge and St. Clair, CFRB HQ, if you will, to talk to us about what's new when it comes to computer accessories. Welcome to the show, Charles.
Thanks, Mark. Thanks for having me.
Always a pleasure. And you were on with us a couple of months ago. I enjoyed it quite a bit. I was just listening to the show on MSN. We post every CFRB Tech Talk show live on my blog, which is hosted by MSN. It's called Sync, SYNC-blog.com. You can either download it if you want to archive the show on your own computer or copy it over to a portable media player, or you can listen to it streaming on the net while you're surfing the web. So I was just listening to the last interview we did, and it's always a pleasure seeing you. So thanks for coming down on this spring day. Let's now talk about what I'd like to do, Charles, is between now and about 12:30 is talk to you about computer accessories. There's no question out there that the economy is on a lot of people's minds, but instead of having to go out and buy a whole new computer, you could really add a lot more functionality to your PC by adding the right peripheral. And I know you're in charge of mice and keyboards and web cameras, so I want to first talk about why do you think it's a good idea. I think I sort of a loaded question there, but I always tell people to, you know, you don't necessarily have to buy a new computer, just spice it up by putting an add-on onto it, whether it's a laptop or desktop.
Right, Mark. It's actually great being able to work with these categories, because with a very little bit of investment that consumers can make in either upgrading their mice or a keyboard, I think it really brings a whole new level of experience with their PC. What we try to do is not only engage the consumer relative to some of the functionalities in terms of new features benefit, but a big one these days is all about fashion and style. So, you know what, with a bit of investment from the consumer, you're going to get something that is cool looking, very stylish. And these days, you know what, we'll talk about a bit about Arc later on, I guess. It's our Arc mouse.
Love that Arc mouse. Yeah. And it's a shame that this is radio, because you got to see what this thing looks like. You could, by the way, go to Microsoft.ca/hardware to see the Arc mouse. But we'll get to that in due time, right?
Right. So I think what it is it really allows consumer not only to, I'll call invest, but really accessorize, if you want to call it. It's mm-hmm. no longer just a functional item that sits on your desk. It's something you carry with you. And when you're sitting at a cafe, people would actually see it. And you know what? It looks great.
What I like about Microsoft's peripherals, and I use them on my laptop and my desktop at home, is it's not just about style, but it's also comfort, which is key. You know, I'm sure my wife can't say the same thing about her high heels. They look good, probably don't feel so good to walk in, but somehow I know Microsoft pays a lot of money. They hire top ergonomists, as they're called, in Redmond, Washington. These people their whole career is based on the comfort of matching matching the human body with the machinery so that we're, you know, reducing things like repetitive strain and repetitive stress disorders and things like that, carpal tunnel syndrome. So you're not sacrificing style for comfort. It's all great.
You're absolutely right, Mark. We combine not only style, comfort, functionality, but we combine it in a way that makes it very affordable for the consumer. And if you're looking for more details in terms of ergonomics as it relates to PC peripherals, like feel free to visit our Microsoft.ca/hardware website. There you'll find lots more information on that subject.
Speaking of my wife, Kelly, she's also left-handed. So I know that a lot of your mice, some mice, like some of your competitors' mice, are built really for right-handed people. My wife always used to curse about that because she'd either have to put it on the other side of the keyboard or it just didn't feel good. But I know most of your mice, if not all of them, are for, you know, what do you call it, ambidextrous. I mean, it doesn't matter if you're left or right-handed.
Right. And we try to do that. We're trying to make it a wise selection so that, you know, but either you're left-handed or right-handed. And what we're finding is even a lot of left-handed people use their right hand for mousing.
All right, let's start off the conversation, Charles, about gaming. I got a lot of email from Tech Talk listeners who are passionate computer gamers, whether they're playing online, massively multiplayer role-playing games like World of Warcraft, or they're playing those shooter games or strategy games. I believe there was an announcement last week, if I'm not mistaken, and I think you've got one beside you, so I'm like eager to touch it. I think there's a new gaming mouse out there, so I'd love to take a look at it if that's all right. And please tell us about it.
So, Mark, feel free to have a look, touch and feel.
Thank you.
Yeah, we just launched the Sidewinder X3 mouse. So, as many of the gamers out there might be familiar with, we have the IntelliMouse Explorer out in the marketplace for quite some time. And what we wanted to do was introduce a full range of gaming peripherals that's going to cater to every gamer's need. Mm-hmm. Either you're hardcore, which you would go with the X8, which we launched back in Feb, or else with the new release of the X3, you know what? It's ambidextrous, which you can use left to right hand. It's got DPI switching, which is the sensitivity of the mouse. So we built in a lot of key features, at the same time making it very affordable at a suggested retail price of $49.99.
So the X3 is $50 here, the one I'm holding here.
That's right.
Very, very cool looking mouse. Now, you just mentioned something about DPI switching. Can you tell us what differentiates a gaming mouse from a regular mouse in plain English? So DPI is what, dots per inch, is that
correct?
It's sort of like a photo printer or something like that?
Yeah, so if you want to think of it, think of DPI, dots per inch, as being the sensitivity of the mouse. And Mark, to your question about how does it compare to a regular mouse? A regular mouse DPI could range anywhere between, I'll call 80, or up to, I'll call anywhere between 800 to 1,000. For the X3 Sidewinder mouse, it actually has up to a sensitivity level, if you could call it that, up to 2,000 DPI. And it's got three preset buttons that you could quickly launch or adjust. That's right. And what that means for a gamer is if you're going into a battlefield, and let's say if you're going from cruising along the jungle to snipering, you know what? You want to adjust that sensitivity level to give you that competitive edge.
It depends on what you're doing in the game, right? Yeah. You might want it to be ultra sensitive or you might not want it to be.
Right. Yeah. And actually outside of gaming too, I got a few of my friends that are graphic designers, and they actually enjoy that feature tremendously because it allows them to use different applications to their own liking.
Awesome. You can learn more about the Sidewinder X3 at the website we've been plugging, microsoft.ca/hardware, and all the other features of it. But we do have to take a short break. When we return, Charles, we're going to talk a bit about the keyboard that could be used for gamers or regular PC users. And before we wrap up, I also want to talk about web cameras, because I've been talking about it quite a bit since the recession hit, on a great way of to save money while keeping in touch with those who you care about around the world. So we're going to take a short break. When we return, more with Charles Chang from Microsoft Canada. We'll be right back. But it is time to check in with traffic. Let's visit with the CFRB All Day Traffic Center.
You're listening to Tech Talk with Mark Saltzman on News Talk 1010 CFRB, brought to you in part by Microsoft.
Hey, welcome back to Tech Talk. In a week or two, we're going to start giving away some of this great hardware that Charles Chang has brought with us from Microsoft Canada. He's, by the way, the product manager for hardware, in charge of mice and keyboards and web cameras. Welcome back to the show. So right now we're just doing a mano-a-mano conversation. We're not opening the lines right now, but we are. You are going to give me a little goodie bag, which I'm so thankful for. And we are going to start giving away some great stuff for our listeners. But right now I want to just chat a little bit more about why it's a good idea to upgrade your keyboard or your mouse. And then we'll talk before we wrap up towards the end of the show with you, which is 12:30. Then we're going to talk with Lexmark. But I want to talk with you about web cameras, and let's start with keyboards first. This is something that we touch the most when it comes to using our computers, yet many of us stick with the keyboard that we got with our computer. Why do you think that is?
Well, I think, I think consumers in general just like whatever it is that...
They get complacent.
Exactly.
They get what came with the desktop, and they're used to it.
However, I think what we're trying to do at Microsoft is develop things that really enhances your experience. A good example of that would be the Sidewinder X6 gaming keyboard. Not sure if you've seen it, Mark, but
Super flat,
and you can
pull off one, if it's the one I think it is, Charles.
Right.
You can take off one end, like the number keyboard part,
right,
and snap it on the other side, and it's magnetic.
Right.
Is that
correct?
The one? Is that
the
one?
Yeah. So basically, what we've done a tremendous amount of research and showing that gamers, in fact, not only gamers, but consumers in general, they're looking to customize it because these days there are so many things that consumers are doing with their PC. So what we done was we took the number pad, which is traditionally on the right-hand side, and we made it adjustable for the consumer, which means you could flip-flop from left to right, depending on what you're used to doing. So, for example, I have one at home, and when I'm working on my spreadsheet, doing my accounting and so forth, I'm used to on my right-hand side. However, when I'm gaming, I want to flip it over to the left-hand side so that I have more space on the right hand for my gaming mouse.
Right. So that's probably similar to when you play a 3D shooter. So therefore, what you see is out of the eyes of the character, and you move around that world from that character's perspective. The left hand is usually for the character's movements, and the right hand is on the mouse, which is the head or the weapon, and if it's a shooter.
Right.
So now you're able to fully customize and even detach it. Can you use it when it's detached, or it has to be detached?
It has to be attached.
But you can put it on the left side.
Correct.
And customize the control scheme.
Right. And there's a whole bunch of other features that really allows you to, I'll call, gain a competitive edge with whoever that you're gaming with online.
That's
so
important.
Yeah.
This is, what's the price for this Sidewinder keyboard?
It's $89.99.
Okay. Does it also have those hot, I love those hot buttons, that one button access to opening your browser, to your email, to your photo gallery.
So it's got quick buttons. It's got about 60 different macro buttons that you could program. And then it's got what we call auto cruise control. So if you're running through the jungle and so forth, you just hit that button and your character keeps running. And then you could focus on looking elsewhere.
Oh, that's convenient.
Yeah.
I'll have to get myself one of those.
Yeah, you definitely have
competitive
to.
Edge. And, you know, hey, look, when you are playing online against other people, whether it's team versus team or what we call deathmatch mode, where it's just one person against everybody else, any little edge you can get, gamers, they embrace it because, it's all about bragging rights. And, you know, if a little technology can help you along the way, that's so be it.
Right.
Now let's shift gears and talk a bit about web cameras. Again, we talked at the beginning the show, Charles, about the economy, and instead of spending a lot of money on long distance fees to your telephone carrier, you can save a lot with a web camera and see the person that you're talking to as well, an added bonus.
Very much.
So I know there's no shortage of webcams in the Microsoft family. Can you give us an idea of the price range and what you can do with them these days?
Sure. One of the ones that we introduced back half of 2008, and it's called LifeCam Show. It's the slimmest webcam in the marketplace today, and it's very sleek and it's ultra portable. And back to your point, you know, if you're traveling to your cottage, or you know, summer's right around the corner, if you're traveling abroad, you have one of those things that you could either attach to your laptop or your netbook, and just allows you great video quality to get you connected with your loved ones. And to the point of economy, you could connect and at a very, I'll call, affordable, if not, doesn't cost you anything at all.
It's free if you use, like, you know, Windows Live Messenger or Skype or something like that.
Exactly.
It's completely free,
right,
aside from the cost of the web camera. And some people say, well, I got a webcam already built in my laptop, but with the LifeCam Show, it's high definition. That's the one I use.
Right.
And the quality is amazing. I mean, I do chats on CNN with it. It's that good. And they don't care that I'm in my home office in Richmond Hill, Ontario, Canada, because I've got this LifeCam Show and it looks phenomenal. So that's pretty cool. So, but they do start at what, like 30, 40 bucks for the low, the ones that aren't HD.
Right. So there's the HD one that we just talked about retails for about $99.99. And then to your point, if you're looking for a little bit lower, I'll call price, there is the VX5500. And this one is around $59 to $69.99 range. Now, this one here is great for home use because, you know, it's portable. At the same time, it kind of plays into this whole customization. It's got three different face plates. So depending on your, I'll call living room or your kitchen environment, or in this case, maybe your teenager, they could really change the face plate, either have it red, blue, or white, to accessorize, I'll call, their room as part of their PC and so forth. And at the same time, it's got great video quality. It's got a built-in microphone. So it gives you everything you need.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I talked about this on my show a couple weeks ago, but my wife and I were talking with some friends in Europe who moved to Switzerland over our webcam. And it's just amazing that we were able to, you know, see them and their kids now. You know, they put them on their lap and they wave. And then I brought my daughter, put her on my lap so she can wave to her friend who's now living in Europe. She was able to pick up her laptop and show us outside, like show us her house a little bit and walk around using Wi-Fi and even look outside of the window and you could see the rolling green hills of Switzerland. Amazing stuff. So, Charles, thank you so much for joining us and for providing some giveaways for an upcoming show. Charles Chang is the product manager for hardware at Microsoft Canada. It's always a pleasure. And, you know, it feels like we just whizzed through it so quickly, but I know our listeners can learn more about these products at Microsoft.ca/hardware. And there's also a great ergonomics guide if you want to know how to pick the right computer keyboard or mouse based on comfort and, you know, to reduce the repetitive stress injuries.
Right.
So thanks again for
great
joining
to be
us.
Here.
Yeah, awesome. When we return, we're going to chat with Mark McCullough with Lexmark to talk about all-in-one printer, scanner, copier. Stick with us.
You're listening to Tech Talk with Mark Saltzman on News Talk 1010 CFRB, brought to you in part by Microsoft.
Welcome back to Tech Talk. This show is sponsored by Microsoft's Windows Live services. From free email with Hotmail and real-time chats with Windows Live Messenger to maps, search, photo editing, and blogging tools, Windows Live Essential Services can help you stay in touch and manage your digital life. Download it all for free at get.live.com. No www needed right there. Just get.live.com to download Microsoft's Windows Live services. So speaking of Microsoft, the first half of the show, we spoke with Charles Chang about great hardware, ways to accessorize your laptop or desktop computers with new mice, keyboards, and web cameras so you can chat for free with friends and family around the world, even with video. And carrying on that conversation about PC peripherals, we are now joined by Mark McCullough with Lexmark. He's a product manager, a marketing manager. And Mark is here in the studio at 1010 to chat about printers, all-in-one printers specifically. So thanks for joining us, Mark.
Great to be here. Thank you.
And great name, if I may say so myself. Mark's with a K. I'm Mark with a C, but it's all good. Sounds the same on radio. So we're thrilled to have you here to talk to us about a very, very hot category, both in the consumer space and with small to medium-sized businesses, and that is all-in-ones, as they're often called, or multifunction printers is another term we hear thrown around. But before we get to that, tell us a little bit about Lexmark, if you will, about the company.
Well, Lexmark is focused only on output printing devices. That is our business, unlike many other players, manufacturers in the space. Lexmark is only focused on printing. We operate in about 150 countries around the world and have leading products that range both from the inkjet all the way through to large multifunctional laser devices.
Yeah, so throughout this second half of Tech Talk today, Mark, I do want to talk a bit about what's inkjet and versus laser. How do you know which one is for you? Two different kinds of printing technologies. So we'll get to that. But yeah, and I also, Lexmark has great pricing. I remember just recently I wrote an article on the best gadgets you can get for under $50, and I found a Lexmark all-in-one that was $49.99, which is an incredible value for what it does. We'll get to that. What is a multifunction in a moment? But yeah, very aggressive pricing, which is refreshing in this industry, not just with your all-in-one printers, but your standalone printers and what we call consumables, things like ink as well, which is great, especially during this time with what's going on in the economy. So let's talk about all-in-ones or multifunctions. What does Lexmark call this category, and let's define it. What is an all-in-one or a multifunction?
Well, a multifunctional product is a device that allows a user to print, to copy, to scan, and in some cases to fax as well. So it's really a device that combines what was traditionally independent devices, and the technology over the last several years has allowed it to all come in one footprint in one affordable device, which obviously gives the user a lot of flexibility to manage their printing needs.
Yeah, you know, and convergence has been a buzzword in the technology space for so long now, well over a decade. But I think multifunction printers or all-in-one AIO devices that we read about, they really handle this well in a logical way. So just like you were saying, instead of buying a printer, a separate scanner, a separate copier, and in some cases a fax machine, you've got an all-in-one space-saving device that handles it all. And I know myself, I run my own business out of my home office. I use my scanner daily when I sign contracts and things like that. And of course, I use the printer both professionally and from when my kids want me to print out something from Club Penguin or whatever. So and the copier as well. When my wife says, "Oh, I need a copy of this for our kids' school or whatever," it's great to have it all in one small device that handles it all. So it's convergence done right. Now, and I did want to. I was just curious, by the way. Does Lexmark call them multifunction printers or all in one?
We refer to them as all-in-one and MFPs, really.
Okay.
So, you know, we would consider anything that combines the three main functions in fax. Fax to some organizations is still very important, but with scanning technologies, email technologies being what they are today, fax in some applications is not as important, but we refer to them as MFPs.
Okay.
In addition, we also still sell for organizations and consumers that are looking for only single function devices. We also sell single function printers in both color and black and white.
Yeah, and speaking of which, I remember Lexmark was one of the first companies to come out with a wireless standalone printer, so it joined your wireless network. We'll talk a bit about that between now and 1 p.m., about the convenience of having a built-in wireless printer, whether it's an all-in-one that handles scanning and copying as well, or a dedicated standalone printer. But I remember Lexmark being one of the first, and again, very affordable. It was under $99, so that's a welcome combination. So you guys call them MFPs, multifunction printers, and not only are they great space-saving products, but they can also save you money as well, I guess, because you're not buying a copier, a separate devices for all your needs.
Absolutely. It gives the user, I think, the maximum flexibility, whether it be printing or whether it's the need to make larger runs of copy runs, copy jobs that they might do. The ability to have them all in one device really gives the user the maximum amount of flexibility.
Another advantage to a multifunction printer, Mark, is that, and correct me if I'm wrong, is that it's easier to set up and maintain when it comes to software. So assuming it's connected to a computer, instead of having, let's say you've got a Canon scanner, an HP printer, and you know, you've got all these different companies, you have to install drivers for all these different companies for different products and have enough USB ports to plug them all into the PC, whereas a multifunction printer, scanner, copier from one company is easier to plug in, easier to maintain with drivers or software that you would download. Is that right?
Absolutely. It simplifies the whole operation, simplifies the access to the functionality that the device has by not requiring all of the various different types of software loads that are required to get the mm-hmm. Benefits of the device.
And often with ink, it's also handy that it's just, again, you're only paying once for, you know, you might use it faster if you're using it for multiple things like printing and copying. Scanning won't eat up ink because it's going to scan digitally to your computer, but instead of having to buy ink cartridges from different manufacturers for different products, you just buy that one when you need to replenish the supply.
Correct. And because it is an all-in-one device that's coming from one manufacturer, as opposed to having to source those devices from multiple manufacturers. You're eliminating differences in the operation and what you need to know to get the most out of the device. And if there's any service or maintenance issues, again, you're dealing with one supplier. It's literally an all-in-one.
Yeah, I hear you. Mark McCullough from Lexmark. He is a marketing manager for primarily the business category. Is that right?
Yes.
Yeah,
yes.
So is it small and medium-sized businesses, or do you handle enterprise level as well?
Yeah, well, Lexmark, again, being focused on output, print being our core business, we are offering products in the output category that range from the small office, home office, the student, home user, all the way up to large enterprises, with small and medium business being a big part of that in the middle.
We're going to take a short break in a moment, Mark, but when we return, I want to talk to you a bit about, you know, what you should look for when you're shopping for a multifunction printer, whether you're a consumer or whether you're a business, because I'm assuming that there are features that'll be different depending on your needs, and you have enough and different models to cater to those different types of individuals or businesses. I want to talk about laser versus inkjet, and you know which technology is right for, say, a photo enthusiast or a small business that does like mass printing, black. Primarily. So we'll talk a little bit about how to decide which one is for you, because I think it's overwhelming. You walk into those big box stores, whether you're buying for your company or for your home, and there's just a row of these all-in-one printer scanner coppers. You don't know which one is ideal.
Definitely. It can be overwhelming.
All right. So when we return, more with Lexmark and Mark McCullough. But right now, it is time to check in with traffic. So let's visit with the CFRB All-Day Traffic Center.
You're listening to Tech Talk with Mark Saltzman on News Talk 1010 CFRB, brought to you in part by Microsoft.
Welcome back to Tech Talk. We're chatting with Mark McCullough with Lexmark. He's a marketing manager for the business division. Welcome back to the show, Mark.
Thank you. Great to be here.
We're talking this half hour about multifunction printers. That not only do they print from your PC or from a memory card, if it's a home-based printer, you know, packed with photos on it, but they also scan copies of documents or other items. They also are so they're a scanner, they're a copier, and in some cases they're a fax machine too.
Correct, yes.
Okay, so very convenient. They're space saving, they're money saving, very popular in home offices. And right now, for the next break, I want to talk about how do you decide, how do you know which one is for you or your business? Because I'm assuming there's a number of different features. So I want to start off by talking about the difference between laser all-in-one copiers and inkjet-based all-in-one copier scanner printers.
Well, basically, from a multifunctional standpoint, they're performing the same tasks, the copy, the print, the scan, and the fax. But the differences, obviously, are in the technology, the way that the images and text is put onto the page. In the inkjet category, there's been great strides. Recently, Lexmark launched, in addition to its home office or consumer-based inkjet products, launched a pro series of inkjet products, which are really designed to provide home-based consumers who may be working from home, may have satellite offices with the company that they're working with.
Yeah, it's very popular these days, remote office. Yeah.
Exactly. The ability to get more features, to get higher quality printing from the device, as well as take advantage of the multifunctional aspects of it as well.
All right, so inkjet is ideal usually for those who are using it for home use. They've got kids, they want to print out photos perhaps, because inkjet is more designed for photos than laser, if
yes.
I'm not mistaken.
Yes.
And what if color is a priority for you? Are laser jet printers or laser printers still better for black, or is it good for color as prints as well now?
I think it's great for color. I think laser definitely is in the color area is starting to introduce color into businesses, which perhaps traditionally have been more black and white or mono. But technological developments over the last several years have really improved in the color space, allowing more businesses to take advantage of color, which in the past they may have thought was unaffordable for them.
Right. And I was just going to say that once upon a time, and not too long ago, color laser was really expensive. But we've seen the price of laser printers come down tremendously over the past, say, half decade.
Yes, they really have, to the point where I think that lasers are now starting to be considered by consumers or home users as a viable and affordable product for them to take advantage of the laser quality.
Okay, but again, I want to just caution our listeners, and please correct me if I'm wrong, Mark, that if you're into photo printing, then laser is not for you.
I would say that probably you would gravitate more towards an inkjet product. Mm-hmm. However, laser quality is in the color area, and imaging is still of higher quality and improving all the time.
But you can't, and again, this is something I don't know that much about, but correct me if I'm wrong, a laser printer can't print onto a glossy glossy paper if you wanted to make a nice print, right?
By and large, I would say no, but not in all circumstances. Oh,
okay.
There are a variety of media that a laser printer can print on, whether it be labels and different types with different levels of finish on the stock that you're using.
Okay, fair enough. Let's talk a bit more about what other features might be important. Let's say for a business, let's say like a large input tray is important. You want to have hundreds of pieces of paper stacked in there instead of a home, which may only have 50 or so.
Yes, I think traditionally when you start to talk about small and medium-sized business, laser products and MFPs that a business would utilize. Typically, you have a networked situation with a work group that may be 5-10 people. So you have multiple users accessing the device, and as a result, you need to make sure that you have the paper capacity in the device that can meet the needs of whatever the work group size is that you're serving with that device.
Okay, so you basically have to assess your needs and how many employees are there, and then you can decide which all-in-one you should go with.
Very much. I think the process of determining what type of technology, whether it be inkjet, whether it be laser device, and what size of device you really need, starts with asking yourself or your business some questions about how you're printing, what type of printing you're doing, what size of paper you're using when you're printing. And by going through some questions to really analyze what type of printing you're doing, that will help you narrow very quickly to A, what type of technology might be best suited for you, as well as what type of feature set or capacity of device you require.
So if you never print color, for example, but you do high volume black, you'll know to go with this model. Or if you are a home user and you love photography crafts, things like scrapbooking, you might go with this kind of inkjet model that has color. So you just sort of assess your needs.
Okay. It really starts with a needs assessment, whether you're a consumer or whether you're a business.
All right. When we return, we're going to talk a bit more about wireless. Mark from Lexmark did touch on networking. We'll talk a little bit more about wireless and why this is cool, something I've got in my home. And we'll talk a little bit more about ink costs and some other bells and whistles that you might want to consider, including memory card readers and LCD screens and the like. We will be right back with more Tech Talk in moments.
You're listening to Tech Talk with Mark Saltzman on News Talk 1010 CFRB, brought to you in part by Microsoft.
Good afternoon, everyone. We are back with Mark McCullough. He is a marketing manager with Lexmark. The printer people. Welcome to the show, Mark.
Thanks
welcome
very
back.
Much. Thank you.
We're talking this half hour about multifunction printers. I think everybody out there that's listening probably has some kind of printer, but I really wanted to revisit, why it's great to invest in an all-in-one printer, scanner, copier, fax machine in one box if they're ready for an upgrade. And Lexmark offers a number of affordable models, starting as low as $50 on the consumer end, up to, even affordable color laser printers for businesses. What I wanted to do in the final stretch of this show is talk a little bit more about wireless technology, because I think this is super cool, and also a little bit about what Lexmark is doing with the environment. I received a couple of printers to give away from Lexmark to give away on Tech Talk in the coming weeks, and they have green all over the front, leaves, and I know that there's an environmental, eco-friendly story to that. But before we go there, let's talk a bit about wireless. So a lot of printers today offered by wireless and some of your competition have built-in Wi-Fi. So what does that mean exactly, and why is this a neat feature to look for?
Well, I think as you would know, it's a wireless world, and certainly in the area of printing, Lexmark has been at the forefront of introducing the convenience of wireless to consumers and to businesses who are looking for that flexibility to be able to locate devices wherever wires may not allow them to locate them. So certainly there's a huge convenience factor, and both on the inkjet side of our business as well as on the laser SMB side, we've introduced a number of wireless models to the marketplace.
And speaking of convenience, Mark, in our home, I have a laptop at our kitchen table that our kids like to play at, and I've got my desktop computer. And the Lexmark printer that I use, which is an all-in-one, by the way, has built-in wireless, and I love the fact that we can print from multiple computers in the home to that one device. So it's not just the fact that there's no cables running through the home, but it's just no matter where we are, no matter on what kind of PC we're on, myself, my wife, or my kids can wirelessly print to the same device that's in my office, and then they just, you know, get up from the kitchen table and go and get it, which, you know, they take for granted. You know, I think my six-year-olds and my four-year-old think that's, you know, that's just the way it always has been. But I kind of smile because it's a relatively new phenomenon. So the only caveat is that you need a wireless network, which are very affordable, as low as $20. So you just plug it into your high-speed internet connection, whether you use, you know, Rogers or Bell or what have you, and it creates a wireless network. So not only are you surfing the internet wirelessly on a laptop, but you can now print wirelessly if your multifunction printer supports it.
That's correct, yes. And it's very easy to set up as well. So it doesn't require a whole lot of IT knowledge. It's very similar to any other connection to a wireless network that you may have in your home.
Awesome. Now, let's now talk about the environment, because I understand Lexmark is heavily involved in recycling and just being having eco-friendly products and practices. So can you tell us a little bit about that?
Yeah, very much so. It is an important part of the Lexmark offer, and Lexmark's is committed to environmental sustainability. Just to give you some idea of some of the environmental activities that we're involved in, we are recycling used Lexmark printers, approximately 86,000 pounds of old obsolete devices every quarter. We have a free Lexmark printer return program that takes Lexmark printers and through the use of a third party recycles them into a variety of reusable raw materials. We also have for about 25 years now led the way, I think, in printer cartridge recycling. So we offer our customers the ability to return their Lexmark cartridges for either remanufacture or, in many cases, recycling, which really helps keep these out of the landfill and make sure that we minimize the amount of raw materials and resources that are used.
That's great, and that's great to know. So if you're one of the winners of the two Lexmark wireless printers we'll be giving away in the coming weeks, you'll notice that the box is covered with green leaves, and you'll be able to read about some of the environmental initiatives spearheaded by Lexmark and Lexmark Canada, which is great stuff. Mark McCullough with Lexmark, thanks for joining us this half hour.
Thank you very much.
It's been a pleasure talking with you, and thanks. And if, by the way, sorry to cut you off, but if somebody wants to learn more about multifunction printers, or you missed something that we talked about, and how the copying and scanning and printing and faxing works, you can go to sync-blog.com. That's my blog, hosted by MSN, sync-blog.com, and you can either download today's show or listen to it online in real time. Thanks for listening to Tech Talk. The show is sponsored by Microsoft's Windows Live services, from free email with Hotmail and real-time chatting with Windows Live Messenger to maps, searching, photo editing, and blogging tools. Windows Live essential services can help you stay in touch and manage your digital life. Download it for free at get.live.com. That's get.live.com. Coming up next on News Talk 1010 CFRB, it's the Buddha Lounge. Stick with us and have a great Sunday afternoon.